This morning, if you haven't been with us, we're going to conclude our series entitled I Choose. If you were here starting about 4 weeks ago, we begin to look into the choices we make. Because the question is, you know, what are we? If you look at it, we're, in essence, we're made up of the sum total of our decisions. And now the most important, of course, is choosing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And I know that the work that God does in us can erase the past. He can restore things that were broken in our lives, that were destroyed maybe by the choices that we made. But that doesn't discount the fact that the choices you make today impact your life tomorrow. The choices you are making right here this morning in every area of your life is shaping who you will become, the future that you will have. It impacts the lives of your children. It influences so many different things. So we're going to conclude this series today, but I want us to take it to heart, to recognize the choices we make matter. The choices that we make in our finances, in our relationships, in our walk with God are extremely, extremely important. Today I want to introduce you to our fourth and final topic. But over the last several weeks, we've discussed choosing purpose over popularity. It's easier to do what's popular, isn't it? You know, to fit in and make everybody else happy or to do what everyone else is doing. But I encourage you, choose purpose over popularity. We discussed choosing surrender over control. There's some things in life we need to be in control of. But the danger is taking control of things that belong in the hands of God. Of trying to take a hold of something that is God's job to do. And I encourage you to make sure you surrender those areas of your life that you need to surrender to Him. And the last time that I was here, it wasn't last Sunday, but the Sunday before, we talked about choosing discipline over regret. And what we got into is the fact that life is full of pain. Has anyone ever experienced pain here besides me? All right. Has your wife ever slapped you? No, she's never slapped me. I just thought I'd ask. But life is full of pain. What I mean by that is you lose a family member. You may go through a tough financial time. Maybe you lose a job or sudden changes happen in your life and pain comes. We experience it on many levels. But what we discussed is the fact that pain is real, but sometimes we have a choice in what kind of pain we experience. And we encourage you to choose the pain of discipline over the pain of regret. Now, I think every one of us can look at one point in our life and say, man, I wish I would have been more disciplined then because I wouldn't be experiencing this now. Can you say amen to that? There are times we find ourselves in place where we regret what we did or didn't do. And so we encourage each and every one of us to choose the pain of discipline over the pain of regret. Pain is real. Choose your pain. Make sure it's the right type. But today what I want to get to is this choice. It's choosing the important over the urgent. Here in a minute, we're going to be reading from the book of Luke, so you can go ahead and get ready for that here today. We're going to be reading the story of Mary and Martha here in just a minute. But we're going to look at choosing the important over the urgent. Now, how many of you would say, honestly, that sometimes you wish there was more time to do something that was really important to you? You ever said it? Man, I wish I had more time. I say that about 10 times a day. I mean, I wish I had more time to do this. I wish I had more time to do that. You know, we can sit here and we can say that a lot about a lot of different things. And, you know, I wish I had more time to spend with the kids. I wish I had more time. Maybe you guys, I wish I had more time to hunt, you know. You ladies, I wish I had more time to shop. There's always something that we wish that we had more time to do. And we could all raise our hands here. If I asked you, you know, all of us could have to say there's something that we wish that we had more time to do. Maybe you can say in your spiritual walk, say, man, I wish I had more time to pray. Or I wish I had more time to go to church. Or I wish I had more time to study God's word. I wish I had more time for my marriage. I wish I had more time for my kids. But what happens? We often say, well, I wish I had more time for that, but what is it? I got to mow the yard. But I have to take care of this situation that came up all of a sudden. Now, I would like to be able to spend time with my kids, but, you know, this happened, and I've got to take care of this. I just don't have time. And one of the common questions we ask, I don't know if you do it, I find myself asking it every time I meet someone. So, how are you doing today? You ever ask that question? What's the most common answer? busy. I'm busy. How are you doing? Busy. Some of you retired folks, maybe it's not that, but you know, the rest of us will say, we're busy. We got stuff going on. And I'm bad about this. If you ask me what I'm doing, you can probably recount the last conversation we had. Yeah, I got this going on. We got to go do this here later. My wife always gets on to me for it. She said, I don't need to know what you got going on. She said, you know, just tell me what's happening. And so you ask someone, what's going on? Oh, I'm busy. What's happening? I got all this going on. I'm trying to accomplish this, trying to accomplish that. And we have all these things that keep us maybe from what we really want to do. Things that keep us from what's important in our life, what we say is important to us. And so this is something that I begin to realize. I've come across this trying to, as I preach to you this morning, I'm preaching to myself. As I'm looking at time management and trying to be more frugal with my time, the one thing I begin to find is this. If the devil can't make you bad, he'll try to keep you busy. And not just busy doing what matters. He'll try to keep you busy doing what doesn't. If he can't get you to do some horrible sin, he'll try to get you to neglect your marriage. If he can't get you to reject him openly, he'll try to keep you so busy that you don't have time to spend with God. And so this is something that we have to be careful about, that we don't get so busy that we miss what matters the most. Have you ever had a day you get to the end and say, man, I have way too much going on today? That's me just about every day. You know, there's way too much going on. I feel there's too much to do. I'm rushed. You know, there's always something happening. There's not enough hours in the day. But here's something I want you to consider. And this is something that God's been working in my life. It's this. We need to get to the place that we never say, I don't have enough time. Because we have time for what we choose to have time for. We're about to read a story about that. Today, I encourage you to choose the important over the urgent. I hear it said a lot of times, you know, if you bring this up, well, if it's urgent, it's important, right? You know, if it's urgent, it has to be done, it's important. Well, let me make a distinction before we get into our scriptures here this morning. Something I want us to understand. Because when it comes to the important versus the urgent, like for instance, you run a business, all right? And a customer comes in and they're mad and they're screaming at you. That's urgent, right? I got to deal with this customer. I got to get him happy. Maybe you worked in customer service. You understand this. That is urgent. What was important? Setting up systems that kept your customers happy in the first place. That was what is important. Now think about it maybe in the terms of your car. Have you ever blown an engine before? Your motor go out on you? Okay. I did that last year in a truck I had. I didn't have it very long. Now, that's urgent, right? You're driving down the road, your motor blows up, you're on the side of the road. Now you're trying to get the money together to get the car fixed, to get back on the road so you can get to work. That's urgent. What was important? Changing your oil. here's the story with me. My radiator sprung a leak. So I tried stop a leak. Have you ever tried stop a leak? It didn't work. How much does a radiator cost? About $100. Mine cost, that's about what it cost me. If I would have replaced that radiator instead of trying to fix the leak, I might still have my truck today. But I waited till it was urgent. And a lot of times in life, that's what we do. We wait till things are urgent instead of dealing with them when they're important. We wait till things turn into a catastrophe. So we got to be careful. Choose the important over the urgent. Here's another illustration. You get sick, you go to the doctor. Now, sometimes you can't help it. But how many knows a lot of us, we run our body down, and then we wonder why we get sick. We don't eat right. You know, we eat fast food, high-calorie food. We don't exercise. We don't sleep like we should. And then we wonder why we get sick, right? Well, the thing is, the important thing was to do, and I'm preaching to myself, is take care of your body so you don't end up in the hospital. There's a lot of different ways that we can look at this here today and choosing the important over the urgent. So let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 10 here this morning. Here we find that Luke writes a story about two sisters. It's Mary and Martha who were faced with this dilemma we're discussing here today. In verse 38 of chapter 10, if you have your Bibles there, it says, and Jesus and his disciples were on their way. He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. So notice here that we find that Martha opened her home to Christ. Martha, you know, had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he had to say. And we're about to get into this story. Now, how many of you sympathize with what we're about to get to as far as Mary goes and Martha? Now, Martha's in there working and Mary's in there just sitting at the feet of Jesus, not doing anything. That's actually how I've looked at that verse a lot of times. But I want us to take a different perspective here. Now, how many of you are having guests over? Maybe you're planning a party at your house. What happens? You try to get everything just right. You try to set everything in place, you know, make sure the house is clean. Make sure kids put all the dirty clothes under the bed, you know, hide it, whatever it is. I grew up in a house of four kids, so it got crazy sometimes. My poor parents, I don't know how they survived. Now hurry up, shove it in that closet. They're almost here. You know, we got to get this place ready. We got to get everything just right so no one sees anything out of place when they get here. So here's Martha. She's trying to get her house ready for Jesus. She's trying to make sure, you know, the house looks just right and all the food is going to be perfect. She's been planning. She's been working at it. And then Jesus gets to the house and she still has stuff to do. And she expects Mary to help her, but what does Mary do? She goes and she sits at the feet of Jesus. And if you're like Martha, if you have that personality type, you like to have everything just right, you understand her dilemma. Like, what's that girl's problem? You know, I need help in the kitchen. She's in there having a good time. And so here we see the situation unfolding and the story taking place here. I think we've all been there. And to consider, you know, a guest coming over, this just wasn't anyone. This was the Son of God. You look at Mary, she wanted to be with Jesus. She loved to spend time with him. A lot of times, you may say this in your life, you know, I want to spend time with Christ. I want to know him. But like Martha, we say, but I'm too busy. There's still other things I need to do. See, what happened here is Martha missed the important, pursuing the urgent. Martha missed a moment with Christ because she was too busy taking care of what was urgent in her life at the moment. Let's go down to verse 40. It says, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She was distracted by everything that had to be done. And it says she came to Jesus and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. So what happened here? Martha goes in the other room and she's tattling on Mary. Lord, there's stuff to be done and she's in here. She's not doing anything. Sounds like some of you and your kids, you know how they do. They're always telling on the other when they're not doing their chores. And so here Martha comes and she's telling or tattling on Mary. And but we see here that Martha was distracted by all the preparation. There were so many things to do. You know, I've got to get that done. You know, I've got to figure that out, and I've got to get this accomplished. And so distracted by that that she missed this short time that she had with Jesus Christ. Now, something I am really bad about is when I'm needing to go somewhere or needing to do something, usually it's this. I need my car keys, and I need a pen. I can never find a pen. He says a pocket. None of my shirts have pockets. And I'm going around frantically searching for my pen. Where do you think it is? Right here. You ever do that? You know, you're so distracted by what you're doing, you miss, hey, you got what you need right here. Another thing, you know, I'm going to look for my keys, and I will spend 30 minutes looking for my keys sometimes. And the other day, I was searching. I was like, Sarah, what did you do with my keys? I know I set them right there. Did Anthony get them? Did Audrey, are they playing with the keys or something? She's like, no, none of them touch them. And then I look down, and they're in my hand. I was distracted. Have you ever been there? You're so distracted, maybe trying to get something done, that you miss what you're looking for. It's right in front of your face. This is what was going on with Martha. She was distracted. And here's a question to ask yourself here this morning. What if you're distracted? What if you are faithfully pursuing the urgent Maybe you're faithfully pursuing what is right in your face, but you're totally missing what is important. What if you're so distracted by the urgent that you miss what God wants to do in your life? Maybe you miss what's going on with your kids. You miss what God wants to do in your marriage because you're so caught up in what's going on. Let's go down to verse 41. It says this, Martha, Martha, this is Jesus speaking. You're worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen that thing. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Now, the first part of this verse, some of this, it could be your life verse. You know, it says, you are worried and upset about many things. You know, just go put that on your fridge. That's your verse. And Jesus turns and he looks to Martha and said, Martha, you're so worried about this. You're upset about that. You're so distracted by this. But Mary has chosen the better way. Mary has chosen what is better. What we see here is Mary chose the important. Spending time with Jesus Christ over making sure everything was perfect in the house. What she did is said, you know what? Everything may not be just like we would like it to be, but Jesus is here and I'm going to spend time with him. Now, instead of worrying about if everything is perfect, I want to make sure I get to the one who can make me like him. You know, I have an opportunity here. I can either be distracted by the demands of life, by making sure I get everything on my checklist done, and going for everything, every cry, every call that someone makes, and every obstacle that comes up in my life. I can go with that, or I can go with him. I can spend time in his presence, or I can get distracted by the urgent. And I just want to ask you a question here today. What is the most important thing in your life that you have been distracted from pursuing? Maybe it's something you need to do. Maybe it's something you need to be. Whatever it is, you can write it down. Maybe you're saying, Pastor, I need to spend more time with God, but I've been distracted. I need to get in God's word. I need to pray more, but I'm too busy with that. I'm too busy taking care of this. I'm too busy posting stuff on Facebook and Instagram. I don't have time for God. I was talking to Daniel here Friday night at the fifth quarter, and after everyone left, about 1 o'clock in the morning, we were standing there, and I don't know if Ashley recognized what time it was when he got home, but we were talking. And it's something I appreciated about what he was saying that I think is important. He said, you know, I found myself, you know, checking Facebook, checking that. He said, I decided instead of doing that, I was going to go to my Bible app and read some for the day. What was he doing in that moment? He was choosing the important over the urgent. I got to see what's going on Facebook. Now, someone posted something the other day. I got a few texts, and did you see this? I said, yes, but I'm not commenting on it. I'll wait to find out what really happened later. And end up, I guess, just being someone else posted it on their Facebook. It's urgent. You know, I got to see what's going on. I got to see if so-and-so, I got to see what they're doing today. But how about spending that time in the Word of God? And I encourage you to do that. Consider those things. We have time for what we want to have time for. What is it? Maybe you're neglecting your marriage. Maybe that's the issue. You're so busy and caught up that you don't see that one that God has placed in your life, and you're neglecting that relationship. You say, well, I'm giving my time to my kids. Well, let me tell you this. If your marriage isn't healthy, your kids are not going to get everything they need from their parents. Well, I'm trying to make sure my kids do this, 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 and this. Well, your marriage is more important to your kids and that they get to play every sport in town. You know, spend time on that marriage. Maybe for you, it's something else. You can name. Maybe it's going to church like you need to, whatever it is. I wish I could do that, but there's so many things going on. I'm distracted from pursuing them. So I want to give you three things that will help you choose the important over the urgent. I'll be real brief. These are common sense. This is stuff I came across in some time management and leadership books I've been reading lately. And if you're interested in where I got them from, just talk to me and I'll get you that information. And this is something I'm trying to institute in my life because I'm the world's worst at this. To choose the important over the urgent, you need to create some artificial deadlines in your life. Now, I'll just give you an example. For me, all right, preaching Sunday morning. When do I have to be ready? 5 minutes before I walk up here, you know. That is the real deadline, okay? In other words, technically, you could do that. But what happens if I don't put something earlier in the week? Like, say, for me, it's going to be Friday because I have to speak Wednesday. There's other days of the week. So, hey, Friday at this time, I need to be done. And what happens when you set artificial deadlines? Said, hey, by this time, it's got to be finished. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get it done. Now, you say, brother, I don't understand. Well, how many of you like going on vacation? Right. Let's say you're going on vacation on Wednesday, but you have to do a week's worth of work in Monday and Tuesday. What happens? You work harder and faster than you ever have because you are going on that vacation. I'm getting out of here. So what happens? You meet that deadline because you know, hey, I can't go on vacation until this is done. So all of a sudden, you begin to accomplish more in 2 days than you usually do in a week because you're looking forward to something. I think it's important in our life to put that structure in place. What are we doing? You say, but Pastor, this is just, I don't know why you're telling us this. This seems more like something you should teach in a time management class. Well, because time is valuable. And the thing is, we make so many excuses for why we don't have time for the Word of God, why we don't have time for our spouse, why we don't have time for our kids. We need to take control of these things. Set deadlines in our life. For me, you know, I've got to put them. I've got to have this done by this time, this done by this time, so I can spend time with God, so I can spend time with my family, because those things matter to me. Set those artificial deadlines. Something else that I think, you know, is important to do is, and I'm the world's worst at this. This is something that God has actually been dealing with me about since about March or April. I found myself in a place I was just swamped. We just got done doing, well, we're still finishing up some of the remodeling we're doing around here. I was, you know, my days were 5:30 to 10 o'clock. I mean, that was when I was working on something to when I got home to sit down. And sometimes I had Sarah up here working with me, and we put the kids in the nursery, and we're working on this, painting that. And we got done with that, and we're like, yeah, this is not going to work. You know, we can't keep this pace up. And sometimes it wasn't because of what we had to do here. It's because of other things that we said yes to in our life. And so we began to look down at some things that we like to do, and we had to say no to them. Stuff that we wanted to do. Say, no, we can't do that this year. We can't do that this week. No, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to do that with you this time. Because there's things that are more important. My relationship with Christ, my marriage, my kids, my health is more important. Like, for instance, you know, there's a youth camp that I've been a huge part of since I was 16, 17. I went to youth camp there for a couple years, and then I preached at it for 8 years in a row. And, you know, I was a big part of that camp. Last year I said, I'm sorry, I can't come. Now, that's great. It's a good thing. And something someone said the other day, sometimes we get so busy doing great things that we're not doing the right things. It's good, I'm helping them, I'm doing that. But are you doing what is the most important? Are you doing what really matters most? And so be selective with your yeses. Make sure you prioritize God, my marriage, you know, my family. Do that in your finances. You can't do everything. You can't buy everything. You might be able to buy it today, but you're not going to be able to pay for it tomorrow. And there's going to be issues that come up because of those things. Choose the important over the urgent. Make sure you get that right. And something that I was looking at, I know you've probably seen this quote, maybe on Facebook or different places. It's one that's really stuck with me. And it was this. And I don't even know who said it. It says, I'm not worried about failing, but about succeeding at what doesn't matter. And a lot of times we get busy. We say, yeah, you know, I'm busy. I got all this going on. But being busy doesn't mean you're being productive. Being busy doesn't mean you're doing what matters. Being busy doesn't mean you're accomplishing anything. We can spend our life being busy but never accomplish anything that matters. You know, what I hate at the end of my life, I don't want to get there and say, hey, man, I really was busy. And I succeeded. But it's stuff that didn't even matter. I may have got them to like me, but my marriage fell apart. I may have had the nicest truck, but you know what? My kids don't want anything to do with me. I may have been able to whatever, but I don't have a relationship with Christ. So choose the important over the urgent. And thirdly, and I'm going to wrap this up quickly here today, do first what matters most. There may be some things you want to do, but do first what matters most. Make sure you take care of what is important. You know, say, if I had time, I would eat better. If I had time, I'd work out. Well, you know what? You might need to make time Because if you don't, in 20 years, you're not going to be able to do anything. No, your health is going to be ruined because you didn't take those opportunities. Do first what matters most. You know, if I had time, I'd go on a date with my wife. Well, do it. Make it happen. You know, one day we'll take that weekend getaway, that vacation. We'll do it someday. Do it now because you don't have time with your kids forever. And I wish I had time for, well, you do. You have time for what you want to have time for. Do first what matters most. Instead of reacting to what everyone else wants you to do, what society is screaming at you to do, choose the important over the urgent. Martha chose the urgent. Mary chose the important. No, and because of it, I've thought bad of Mary for a long time. Because of it, I've looked at Mary and said, what was her deal? The more I begin to examine this, you know, sometimes in life we have to make choices. We may think the urgent, you know, hey, that's what I have to do, but sometimes it's not. Maybe it was something, if you would have done the important, you wouldn't have got there. Be careful. Make the right choice. Mary had chosen what was better, and Jesus said to Martha, it's not going to be taken away from her. It reminds me of what the scripture says. It says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It's talking about putting God first, and when you do, when you get your priorities right, it makes a huge difference. So, brother, I got a lot of priorities. They say if you got more than three on your list of things that are extremely important to you in your life, you don't have anything on your list. You get 10 things on it. You can't do them all. You got to narrow it down to what's most important. Focus on that, and you can have a relationship with Christ.